in Iraq. It's a shame he didn't cancel that walk, because then people wouldn't be protesting about him now. But we are protesting, and we will continue to protest about him, because this war was a war crime. It was based on a lie. It was based on false evidence. The majority of people in the world now know that, but Tony Blair is still justifying this war in this book, A Journey, that he has published. He's still, in every interview, he is saying that he thinks there should be an attack on Iran as the next war. He's supposed to be the envoy for peace in the Middle East, but he goes around promoting war at every opportunity. That is why we've organised these demonstrations. And for the people who say, as some people have said to us, shouldn't we be leaving him in peace? We have no problem. If Tony Blair wants to have a birthday party, a children's birthday party, anything else, that is his affair. But when he wants to justify politically what he has done in Iraq or Afghanistan, or what he wants to do in Iran, then we will demonstrate and we will continue to demonstrate. And it is a lesson to every politician. 2 million people marched. They still ran through a vote for war in the House of Commons 2 or 3 weeks later. That we are still living with the consequences of that war. And if they try to do it again, they will get the same response from the anti-war movement. So that is why we're here. We thought we'd come down today just to celebrate our victory. I know a few people have turned up who were going to demonstrate, and they're all very welcome to come to a meeting that we're having in the House of Commons tonight about Afghanistan and Iraq. And we are continuing to protest. We will have a big demonstration over the war in Afghanistan on November the 20th. But I'm very happy now, if people have got any questions they'd like to ask about this protest or any others, we're very happy to answer those questions. Anyone?